வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 8th of April 1974 in Bombay, India.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam.
Mahavad is a very dangerous philosophy. It has made the whole world atheist. Hare Krishna. Jai. Mayavadam asatchatam pachannam buddham. They cannot understand that this is a dangerous philosophy.
He comes to the Mangalarti, but then he says, you don't have to go worship Krishna.
Huh?
He comes to Mangalarti, but he says to us that you don't have to go to Krishna in the temple.
But we haven't got to learn from you.
Yeah.
We have got better teachers than you. They'll talk of Krishna. So many people, they're not devotees. It's like Kamsa. They make talk of Krishna, or think of Krishna, but they don't accept Krishna as the Supreme. Therefore they're demons. This is the test. They'll read Bhagavad Gita, but they'll not accept Krishna as the Supreme. And that is the demonic. Maya Pritagyana Asi Bhavamasi. Because they're demons, therefore their so-called knowledge is useless. Aparitagyana. And apparently they seem to be very learned scholar, but there is no knowledge. There is no knowledge. This is the demonic. Just like Ravan. He was very much advanced student in Vedic literature. But he was a demon. Simply by studying Vedas, one does not become out of the jurisdiction of demons. Just like Jarasandha. He was also worshipping Vishnu. But he was a demon. He was a demon. His purpose was different. The jagging Brahmana, they also could not understand Krishna. So this is the crucial test. If one does not understand Krishna and becomes submissive to surrender, he remains a demon. However big scholar he may be. No, no, don't mention anyone. This is the general definition. What do they know about Vedas? If they didn't know, then they should have stuck up in family life. In Kupamanduk and Graham Madina. They do not know what is Vedas. Vedeshta sarvai aham eva Veda. Vedas means to understand Krishna. That is knowledge of Veda. And Bhagavad Gita. And even followers of Shankaracharya, Shankaracharya does not give anyone any recognition unless he is a sannyasi. That is the strict principle of Shankara Sampradaya. They are Grihamedhi and they are thinking they are advanced in spiritual consciousness. Shankaracharya does not give anyone any position unless he is in the renounced order of life. As soon as he takes sannyas, he becomes Narayana, Namanara. That is an allurement. Because even one says that he is follower of Shankaracharya, but there is no meaning in it. Unless one is a sannyasi, he cannot say that he is follower of Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya took sannyas at the age of 8 years. Yes, 32. Sometimes they say Narayan. That is me thinking himself as Narayan. There is the Narayan, this Narayan, that Narayan, Swami Narayan.
then they want to serve Narayan.
Hare Krishna.
Then they take the philosophy, I want to serve Narayan.
No, I want to become Narayan.
Yes, then they want to serve themselves.
Not serve Narayan, I want to become Narayan.
If they are Narayan, they serve themselves. So then they serve themselves.
There you see the Saraswati. Saraswati, she asked anybody, do you know Krishna? He said, no, I do not. The Supreme Personality of God. That is preaching, and she'll collect some money and bring it to me from the very child. Janmadasya Jataha. The Vedanta Sutra says that he is the cause of creation, maintenance, and annihilation. Brahma Vishnu Mahesh. One who takes shelter of that bath is not interested in this distress and happiness. He also becomes of this Madhavo, that verse. No, Vitarago Bhas, Shoka, Madhavo Pagana. Bahu, where is that? I forget now. Puta, Madhavo Adigatse. Madhavo means by devotion and service, one attains the nature of Krishna. No more interested with the material distress and material happiness. That does not affect them. That is also stated in another place of Bhagavad Gita. Manchabhya vicharani bhakti yogin jasivate sagunana sabati tarikan brahma bhuyar. He also becomes brahma bhuyar. If you be in touch with the fire, then you become also warm. The quality of fire is warm. So if you keep yourself always constantly in touch with the fire, then you also become warm. So this Krishna's qualification, that he is not affected by the material happiness and distress, can be attained by anyone who always keeps his association with Krishna. Is it clear?
Yes.
That is called Brahma-bhuta state. Na sochati, na kankati. This happiness and distress is the cause of sochati and kankati. Kankati means desiring to have something. This is distress. And lamenting for something, that is also distress. Actually, this is the material position. When we haven't got the things we desire, that is also distress. And when it is lost, that is also distress. But by illusion, they take it, when they get it, they think that it is happiness. This is mine. Actually, to get the things, he has to undergo so much hard. A man is given credit. Suppose he was a poor man, he has now become multi-millionaire. He is given credit. But he does not see that he has simply passed through distress. But by illusion he is thinking that he is happy. He is also thinking, and others also think, that he has become happy. But actually it is distress. There is four things. Dharma, artha, kama, mokha. And why they want artha? To satisfy their senses. Dharma, artha, kama. And when they're again baffled, they want mukti, to become one with the Supreme. These are the four different tastes. All of them are baffling and illusion. The so-called religiosity, with a view to get some material profit, that's kind of everywhere. In Christianity, religion means, oh God, give us our daily bread, material profit. Similarly, in anywhere, they go for material benefit. Therefore, this kind of religion, it is also good, but it is not first class. The first class really is sabai pungsang paro dharma yato bhakti rajakhati. When one is awakened to the devotional service of the Lord, ohituki aprutihata, without any cause and without being impotent. So, ahituki aprutihata, that stage is required. Not that my sense gratification is not done here. Oh, let us give up this company. That is sense gratification.
According to the different associations in the three modes of material nature, the living entities are tasting different kinds of religiosity. Kinds of
that religiosity also different kinds. Rajasic, tamasic, and sattvic. According to one's nature. The sattvics, they worship Vishnu. The rajasic, they worship the demigods. And the tamasic, they worship bhut, pret, pishach, demons. In Sikh, the Mohammedans, they worship the tomb. In Christian also, they worship the tomb. They offer wreath and the tomb. So tamasic, what is there in the tomb? But because they are tamasic, they are worshiping. And this so-called incarnation worship is also tamasic. By tamasic, in darkness they accept somebody as incarnation and they worship. This is tamasic. Yes.
Someone said to us that you are worshipping Samadhi. What is the answer?
Samadhi, we are offering respect to the Acharya. Not that we are simply worshipping Samadhi. We are worshipping Krishna also, side by side. It is not that. That Samadhi worship is finished. That is Acharya. Acharya is although worshipped as the Supreme Lord, but the Lord is also worshipped. And these Mahavadis, they give up the worship of Lord. Therefore they are Mahavadis. In Mahavadi temple you will find the picture of the Guru and not the picture of Krishna. I've seen in Surat one temple of Rama. There is no Rama. The Guru is Rama. Guru Brahma. Guru is Rama. Because he has merged into the existence of Lord, he has become Lord. Merging Lord. There is the Narayan. Merging Narayan. This is.
The Jains have the same kind of philosophy also.
Everyone. All philosophies there, more or less Mahama. All Mahama. Different types of Mahama philosophy. Therefore they should be discarded. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. What you are? Are students?
Yes.
Huh? You have seen our temple?
Yes.
Huh? You are not interested in Krishna philosophy?
Interested.
Huh?
Yeah, we are interested.
There. Every young boy, or even young child, Kumaro Acharit Praga Dharman Bhagavatam. That is the instruction of Prahlad Maharaj. He was a 5-year-old child and he was teaching his class friend, Krishna consciousness. So in that teaching he said, the other children, they said, why you are teaching this Krishna consciousness? Let us play. So he answered, no, my dear friend, Kaumaro Acharit Prajna Dharman Bhagavatam. This science, Bhagavat Dharma, should be learned from the very beginning of life. That is Vedic culture. Brahmacharis, they were living at the place of Guru and learning this science. That is Vedic culture. Boys of Europe and America, they are accepting this Vedic culture. why you are keeping aloof? What is the reason?
We are praying but not showing.
Huh?
We are praying but not showing.
Oh. I do not follow.
They are praying but not showing.
Oh. So they are showing only?
No, no, no. You do not understand my point.
Yeah.
That means we pray at home.
Pray at home?
Yeah.
Secretly?
Not secretly. Just before that.
That's all right. If you are praying, it is all right. But our proposal is that we have to understand the science. Prayer is very good. But if one offers prayer after knowing the science, that is very good.
You are also giving the knowledge about the science.
You
are also giving the knowledge about the science.
We?
Science of history.
Giving the knowledge. Giving knowledge of science.
He means material science.
Material science. I am talking of Krishna science.
About the existence of God. Existence of God.
Not only existence, what is God, first of all? He must exist, otherwise well, there is question of what is God. So, what is the nature of God? What is our position? What is our relationship with God? What is our duty? And what is the goal of life? These things are very thoroughly discussed in Bhagavad Gita. So if we understand Bhagavad Gita very nicely, then you understand the whole science of God. That Krishna comes, descends personally to settle the contention whether God is person or impersonal. So in the Krishna's presence cannot convince this Mayavadi, poor fund of knowledge, that Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is person. Pritrana Saguna Vinayakaya Diskita. So, for the non-devotee, the form is very dangerous. Yogis, they concentrate their mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. That is real yoga. Mahatpadam punna jaso murare bhavam buddhi vasya padam param padam 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 jada vipadanana. This is the process.
Where is that
shloka? It is in the 10th canto. Mamamudhi Vatsapadam. Just like this ocean, if it becomes a small pit, then don't require a big ship to cross over. Just like this. It can be reduced. By Krishna's desire, it can be done so. Just like at the present moment, formerly people used to go to London from India, from Bombay, at least in 15 days. Now it doesn't take even 15 hours. It takes only 9 hours. So how it has been reduced? Because there is a process to reduce. Similarly, the supreme spiritual process is like that. It can be reduced to any quantity. This is called anima siddhi. It can be expanded also to the greatest length, mahima siddhi. All powerful means not that I can do this only. No, anything he can do. That is all power. Anima, lagima, mahima. Just like all these big, big planets, they are floating in the sky. This is called Labhima, weightless, no weight. Those who are going to the moon planet, they are finding out weightlessness. How it has become weightless? Such a big, huge, this planet with so many seas and mountains and cities and buildings, and it is floating. That's a fact. It is floating, like a swab. How it is floating? You can say something nonsense, but the actual fact is this.
But dead body will sink in the water. But life, when the body has life, it can float on water.
Yes.
So when Krishna impregnates material nature, it can become weightless.
Yes. A dead body immediately goes down in the water. But a living body floats. So this is the example. That because Vishtabhya aham idam krishnam ekaanshena sthitya. Because Krishna enters this material world as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, as Kirodakshaya Vishnu, therefore it floats. It's like this airplane. It is floating so long the pilot is there. If the pilot is not there, it will not float. However good machine it may, it will not float, it will come down. So, the spiritual spark, even in minute quantity, it can float the heaviest matter. This is the conclusion. So high, and if the pilot is killed somewhere or other, no more floating.
So this Lagima Siddhi is also being attained by the material scientists.
Huh?
This is also a siddhi that they can invent a plane.
To some extent. By material arrangement, the yogis can do still more. Without any material machine, they can float. They can walk on the
water.
Becomes light. Manmana bhavamad bhakto bhajyari maang namaskuru. This is the process. So-called Swamis, they are also accelerating. Yes, no, there is no God. Why you are searching God anywhere? There are so many gods loitering in the street. They are God. That is the statement of Vivekananda. Why you are finding out, trying to find out God elsewhere? These are gods. When one becomes poverty-stricken, his all good qualities become null and void. Daridra dosa gunarasinasa. Therefore we have lost our all good qualities. Loss is that we have lost our culture, original Vedic culture. That is the greatest. When the culture was that one man was trying to kill one cow, and immediately Maharaj Parikshit wanted to take step against him. Now just see how much that culture has gone down. Then 10,000, 12,000 cows are being killed regularly under government management.
But even though they don't listen.
Even Gandhi refused. Gandhi was approached by the Mahatmaji. He can stop this cow killing. He replied, how can I stop? It is the religion. You see?